This is Carissa Lair reporting for FFA Today here with Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch and Indiana Director of Agriculture here, Bruce Kettler. So you are a former member of the Economic Development Task Force and a big supporter now for the Indiana Department of Agriculture. How does agriculture affect the economy of Indiana?
Oh my goodness, agriculture is a huge part of Indiana's economy. First of all, you have to understand that 83% of Indiana is either farmland, woodland, or forests. And so we have some 58,000 Hoosier farming families here in Indiana. The agriculture contributes $31 billion to our state's economy. That's huge. And we're number one in duck. And top five is poultry and chicken and hogs.
Corn,
and
soybeans, tomatoes, mm-hmm. Number two in tomatoes.
So it is a big, big part of our agriculture. It is a big part of our economy.
The FFA will be reaching their centennial year pretty soon, and Indiana will have a huge factor here in the FFA. What are your hopes for the years to come?
Well, first of all, as I said earlier, we're just absolutely thrilled that FFA is headquartered here in Indianapolis and then holds their national convention. It's a competitive process, so we have to bid for those conventions, and we're just proud that we were able to put together a package that attracts 70,000 young people, future leaders of America, to our capital city and to our state, and to be able to experience the enthusiasm and the creativity and the entrepreneurship that these young people demonstrate is very rewarding for Bruce and I. So what the future is going to bring is those young people who are actually going to unlock our future. They're the ones that are going to provide the solutions to the challenges that we have. How are we going to feed all those people by the year 2050?
Yes.
I think we're supposed to have go from
9 or 10 billion, so it's a lot of people.
Yes. So, it's about feeding Hoosiers, it's about feeding our country, and it's about feeding the world. And that is what these young people are going to do.
And so, Bruce, you are a state FFA officer in Ohio and a national FFA officer. Could you tell me about that and how those experiences follow now?
Well, they were very formative experiences for me, certainly. I think what both of those allowed me to do, particularly when I was a national officer, because I traveled around the country and, in fact, even went to Japan as part of that experience, it helped me to understand certainly the global reach of agriculture. But the big thing for me was it allowed me to kind of expand my horizons in terms of understanding that ag was more than just the corn and soybeans and dairy in the part of Western Ohio where I grew up. I understood the entire chain of what it took. So not only just the production part of agriculture, but understanding the processing piece that goes to make sure that food that's produced on the farm or the commodities that are produced on the farm, how they get to our groceries and how we are as consumers are able to use them. So it really broadened my horizons about the depth of this industry.
And the Indiana FFA Association being housed in the Department of Agriculture, tell me about that structure and how that's unique here for Indiana.
Well, it's unique as compared to a lot of states. And, several years ago, there was a lot of folks in this state said we want to make sure that we're supporting the ag education and FFA programs to a large degree. And it just made sense to kind of house it in the Department of Agriculture because it allows us then as a department to understand the future, what those young people are experiencing, what they're learning. And then I think it allows us to have a closer connection to what we as a department have to think about in the future in terms of economic development, soil conservation, and all the other divisions. And it's been a wonderful move. It's been one that's everybody's certainly glad to have.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch and Indiana Director of Agriculture Bruce Kettler and Mayor of Indianapolis Joe Hogsett. How do you feel about the FFA as far as Indianapolis and development here in agriculture?
I don't think there's any question but what the FFA is one of our premier conventions every single year. And Indianapolis wants to roll out the red carpet every year FFA comes here because it's a fantastic convention, it's a fantastic exposition, and we want to support it in any way we can.
And the FFA has done many things for Indianapolis, and it's been a great plus for Indianapolis. Throughout your years here for mayor, what have you seen the most that helps Indianapolis?
Yeah, it's the day of service. It's the commitment that FFA has to give back to the city of Indianapolis, and we are the beneficiaries. So while we are a host city, really, we we are ennobled by FFA's presence here in Indianapolis. We are proud to have FFA here, and the fact that you're going to come back to, through 2031 as mayor, I just want to encourage the community to support FFA in every way we can. And when FFA is here, I want to encourage any FFA member to spend as much money in Indianapolis as they can. I wouldn't be mayor if I didn't say that.
You guys had it. That is the mayor of Indianapolis here for the 92nd National Convention for the FFA. Thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to have FFA here.
This is Carissa Larry for FFA Today.